This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Macoupin County U of I Extension Office in Carlinville is offering a six-week program for women interested in learning more about operations on the farm. Extension educator Gary Letterly says Annie's Project is a discussion-based workshop focused on bringing women together who want to learn.
Well, as you can tell, I'm pretty excited by this, and I really am. I typically will work out of the Taylorville office for the most part, and we offered it in the Taylorville community probably 8 to 10 years ago, and it was very well received, and just kind of staffing kind of changes what programs we can offer. And since we're in the Unit 18 configuration with the four offices in our unit, it was time to do this again. And working with Amanda Cole, who's our unit director, we decided that it's time to do Annie's Project again. And Annie's Project, it is a six-week course offered by U of I Extension in partnership with an entity that calls itself Annie's Project. And this is a discussion-based workshop bringing women together to learn from experts in agricultural production, financial management, human resources, marketing, and the legal field. So it's a good way to connect with presenters and fellow participants. It's a relaxed, fun, dynamic way to learn and grow and meet other farm and ranch women that are wanting to learn and wanting to learn about how to make their operations work better. It's a six-session program, and what we've tried to do is we've tried to get this over. You know, you hear about how long will this class last? Well, we want to help get it over with in a timely fashion, so we're offering this out of the Macoupin County Extension Office there in Carlinville, and it'll run from 6 to 9 p.m., and we're doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, try to stack these up pretty well, toward the end of February and early March. The 16th of February is the first class, so the first, it'd be a Tuesday, Thursday, so it'll be February 16th, 18th, 23rd, 25th, March 1st, and 3rd. Again, that's Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you're interested in this, again, you'll work through a lot of different materials that will lead you to strengthening your role in a modern farm enterprise. And this has been done for over 10 years. And one of our retired extension staff kind of named this program after their mother. And in their memory, they've devoted a lot of time and resources to making this as a deliverable across the state. So, again, working with government agencies, business planning for farms, the basic financial documents for farming, crop insurance basics of marketing, selling crops and livestock, leasing farmland or dealing with leases in general, and then estate planning, wills, and trust. These are all topics that are covered during these six sessions.
The registration deadline for Annie's Project is February 10th. If you would like more information, you can call the Macoupin County Extension Office at 217-854-9604. Or if you would like to register online, visit their website at web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. The 12 member nations included in the Trans-Pacific Partnership now must roll up their sleeves and work on gaining approval of the massive trade deal. The deal signed last week following 5 years of negotiations must be approved by the governments of each country involved in the agreement. The Miami Herald reports approval may be the toughest hurdle yet for the deal that represents 40% of the global economy. The U.S. Congress has vowed to look at every detail of the 5,000-page agreement, and many key lawmakers are currently opposed to the deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky has yet to back the trade agreement, and a vote appears unlikely until after the November elections. Trade negotiators warned delaying the deal would be costly to the United States regarding economics and world leadership. The trade deal garnered protests around the world last week as protesters claim the deal gives too much power to corporations in the U.S. Opposition in Japan centers on the agriculture provisions that prompt food safety concerns, and health care remains a sticking point for others. Chinese officials have issued a warning to seed dealers and farmers not to use unapproved genetically engineered seeds following a Greenpeace report that found widespread GM contamination in corn. China permits the import of GMO crops for animal feed, but does not allow the cultivation of genetically modified crops. The Chinese public widely opposes genetically modified crops, despite billions spent on research into biotechnology by China, and despite a deal by ChemChina to purchase Syngenta. The $43 billion deal is seen as a move to bring leading biotechnology products into China. However, Beijing has no timeline for the commercialization of new GMO crops, according to Reuters. China is the world's largest grain producer and consumer, but places a heavy strain on its fragmented farm section to feed its near 1.4 billion people. China's crop productivity gap is particularly evident in corn, where average yields remain more than 40% below those of the United States. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.